Museum Lady Peggy Grigorski, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. You're in fine voice this morning.
I think both of us are in fine
voice. Yeah, pretty much. It's been a musical morning around here. So
Pete's been singing in my ear since 5:30.
Well, isn't that friendly?
Yeah.
I'm happy-go-lucky. That's how I go. That's how
he's slap-happy at times. And we hope you join us on the happy trail, Peggy. Of course, we love our Kenosha Public Museums, and they're open again. You can stop by and see all the great things. So why don't we take a few moments and kind of talk about some cool things that are going on at our museums.
Well, nothing says happy like the opossum.
I was just saying that earlier at the dinner table last night. As a matter of fact,
that's my next song, actually, is about an opossum.
Yeah, sure. Right. I'm going to be hearing it very soon.
Well, and if you tune in to Museum Munchkins tomorrow morning, of course you'll hear the opossum song.
I'm looking forward to it right now. Right now.
I don't know the answer. I have to study up on this. I don't know if there's a difference between opossums with an O and just plain old possums. What do you think?
I don't know the answer to that. Maybe possum is just someone saying it without adding the O.
I think it's if you're shocked, it's, oh, possum. Yeah, that's what it is.
It could be.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps we'll learn the answer to this and so much more tomorrow morning at Museum Munchkins at 9:30. Preschoolers with their favorite adults watching live on Facebook.
Yay.
Yay, it'll be fun. And then we'll have to the allegory or whatever that subsequent question is the opossum dance different than the possum dance?
Again, all those questions answered via social media
this
tomorrow.
Is quite the teaser segment here this morning.
Sure is.
Oh my goodness. And in case you missed the summer camps in a box, we actually made extra boxes. Wasn't that clever?
Woohoo!
So are you having a clearance sale on those?
Well, they're not on clearance yet, but
not
you
yet.
Can get them at the museum gift shop.
Nice. Good idea.
Pick them up. A great birthday gift. Plan ahead for the holidays or just because, oh, it could be a perfect back-to-school gift.
There you go. Yeah, I wouldn't wait for the clearance to arrive. I think they're going to be
off the
shelves. Yeah, it's going to be that. So
nice back-to-school or wherever you go for school this fall. Be it your bedroom or the den.
Well, and I would give a very big hint to parents who might be in need of science experiments. That Civil War one with splash, bang, boom is like just four or five science experiments right in there all at once for you.
Bill, wasn't that your doctor's nickname, Splash, Bang, Boom?
Dr.
Splash, Bang,
Dr. Splash.
Boom. Anyway.
Bang, boom.
Okay, and in just in time in this presidential election race and all of the activities and conversation about politics, this Wednesday, August 19th, that would be tomorrow, Civics 101. This is an online class, if you will. It's free, but you have to register online. It's going to be a civics trivia contest, and when you register, you'll get the Zoom link, and it's, again, a trivia contest all about American government. You need to know this.
I know one guy at work who we should sign up for that class. Pete?
Either civics or physics. If I had 43 extra seconds, we could play the whole thing.
I think people are pretty familiar with it at this point.
Yeah. Moving right along.
I warned you, Peggy. I warned you.
On Thursday, the series I've Heard of Her continues, and this week is the 100th anniversary of suffrage. I've Heard of Her, and we are going back to our favorite Queen Lulukalani. Easy for you to say.
Easy for you to say.
The last monarch of Hawaii. This will be a Facebook program at noon on this Thursday. Again, I've heard of her. All of the women I've heard of her. I know what she did, but then you don't really think you know. So this is a perfect way to learn more about important women in our history.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Don't forget.
I have a joke, but I think the moment has passed, so I'm hesitating. What was the queen's name again, Peggy?
The Lukalani.
That's how you say Merry Christmas in Hawaiian, right? See, that's an old song joke. Okay, yeah, moving right along.
Wasn't that Mary Kalikimaka?
Right Kalikimaka, yeah. Good boy.
Our transitions, our segues are not good today, gentlemen. No.
6, 7, 8.
Don't forget to visit the museum, as Bill suggested earlier. It seems like a year ago now.
Well, I'm going to play the Drew Carey song again. I will. Oh, gosh. Some time.
All right. So, yeah, visit the museum. It's a fine experience, and it's CDC safe. Perfect separation. Mask up. Enjoy the great, great displays and items you'll see at our Kenosha Public Museums. Peggy, we went over a few things here, but there's always more. How can I get more museum information?
Just give us a jingle at 262-653-4140 or go to the website, KenoshaPublicMuseum.org, and love us on Facebook.
Yeah, big day tomorrow. We're going to really solve that possum.
Oh. Oh, possum.
Very onomatopoetic.
There you go.
Pete,
ooh, that's almost a big word.
It's a big word. Ooh, here. Oh, thanks. And I learned it
I
at the museum.
Will be. Yes. It's she been a is. Pleasure, gentlemen.
You, yes, back at you. Peggy.
It's always fun for us. She is museum lady Peggy Grigorski. Peggy, thank you. Have a terrific week, okay?
Take care. Bye-bye.